let's begin. Towards the bottom of Samach Gimel and Beis, the two dots, we have all the Rabbanan sitting in Kerem B'Yavne, and Rabbi Yehuda, yesterday, he was the Rosh Medabrim, so he started B'Kavanah Torah. The other Rabbanan are going to open B'Chvod Achsanya. As we said, Rabbi Yehuda darshan B'Kavanah Torah, because he wanted to make sure that all the hosts that were hosting the rabbis who came to learn in Kerem B'Yavne, so he wanted to make sure that they knew the special qualities and the uniqueness of these Talmidei Chachamim. And he spoke about they're called Mevakshei Hashem, and they had Mesiras Nefesh for Torah, and then we spoke about learning B'Chavrusa and other Divrei Shevach about Torah. But now we're getting back to the other Rabbanan who are praising the Achsanya themselves, the host themselves, the source for this concept of posting b'chvod achsanya. So we're about 10 lines up from the bottom. Pasach Reb Nechemya b'chvod achsanya v'darash. Reb Nechemya started with the following. Ma'idach sevayom Marshal el ha-keni. Shaul said to the keni, l'chu suru redu mitocha amaleki peino sivcha imo. He said to the keni, the nation of keni, go away from the amalekim because maybe you're going to get caught up in them and I'm going to destroy them. V'yatat tizachesed im kol b'nei Yisrael. And you did chesed with all Bnei Yisrael. And we're talking about the Keni. The Keni are the descendants of Yisrael. V'halo dvarim kal v'chomer. So therefore, Shaul says that they did chesed with all of Am Yisrael. So says Reb Nechemya, it's a kal v'chomer. Uma Yisrael shel karev es Moshe l'kavod atzmo kach. If Yisrael, who only hosted Moshe l'kavod atzmo, he didn't go out of his way to really be nice to him above and beyond what he's supposed to do for Moshe's kavod, but it was really for Yisro's kavod, the whole story in Sefer Shmos. So Hamareach, and he only did one person. Hamareach Tamar Chacham b'toch beso. So kavod chomer, if somebody for the Tamar Chacham's benefit houses a Tamar Chacham in his house, umachilo umashkeyu, and gives him to eat and drink, umahanam nechasim, and gives him from his nechasim, alachas kama v'kama, surely you achsanya, you hosts who are hosting these Tamar Chachamim in Yavne, surely you guys are great. So that's the kal v'chomer that he darshan from the pasuk in Shmuel. Pasuk Reb Yosi b'chvod achsanya. Reb Yosi took another pasuk v'darshan and did the following: Lo sasai v'adomi ki achicha hu, lo sasai mitzri ki ger ha'yisav arzo. Says that you shouldn't push away the Adomi and the Mitzri because they were, in other words, marrying into the nation. Because you are a ger in the land of Mitzrayim, so therefore they're not totally cut off from the nation of Bnei Yisrael. Again, the Parshas Kisezi gives a whole list of who you're allowed to marry always, who you're allowed to marry after a certain number of generations, and who you never allowed to marry. Mamzer, Mamzeres, and others has different lists. And different nations have smaller time limits, and other nations are forever. But Mitzri va'adomi, it says lo sasei Mitzri ki ger yisav arzo, but you're allowed to marry them because after a certain amount of time, because you were a ger in their land, and therefore they were somewhat nice to you, the Mitzriim. Right, we're a week after Pesach. We don't forget so much what the Mitzrayim did for us. But we have to have some Akaris Ato for them because we were a ger in their nation. So says Reb Yosi, it's a Kavachomer. My Mitzrayim shall carver as Yisrael el tzarach atzmon. What, the Mitzrayim were nice to us because they wanted to? They were feeling like the Rambam talk about that they were fulfilling the Gamas HaGoyish HaVodah Don Anochi. They were saying, oh, we're being Mekayim, what Hashem told us to be Mekayim. No, they weren't doing it for that purpose, really. They were doing it because they wanted slaves. So the reason that they had us in their nation was because they wanted for their own Tzarech. So if the Mitzriim that did it for their own Tzarech, Shneamar v'im yadata v'yishba man shichayil v'sadim sorry mikra ala sherli. Right, Paro himself says when the shvatim come down, Paro says, you know, I want the good ones. If there are certain ones that will be good servants for me, then I'll take them. And the ones that are shepherds that can't serve me so well, so then fine. But you know, the ones that are ashichayil, I want. So you see that Paro's whole kavana was to have them as servants, kach. So this halacha applies that we have to get lo sasai mitzri. We can't be beside them. We can't distance them so much, even though it was such a low level of hachrasas archim. So amareach tabal chacham b'soch beso. So if somebody who hosts a tabal chacham in his house, umachilo umashkeil umahanim in a chasav alachas kaba v'kama. So again, the second praise that you guys are great that are hosting tabal chachamim, and therefore, this was the praise that he started with b'chvod achsanya. Number three, Pasach Rabbi Eliezer, Benosh Rabbi Yosef Glila b'chvod achsanya. Again, so you see the fact that the Gemara is going through all these different shvachim just shows us the importance of this concept. That whenever we're speaking somewhere, we always, or not even speaking, whenever we are somewhere, we have to be makir, the Hachnasas Archim that is being done for us. Vidarash. So this Rabbi Elazar also started the following. Vayavarech Hashem es Oved Edom ba'avur Aron ha'Elokim. If you remember the story in Shmuel Beis, there were a couple of times when the Aron was out of the place that it was supposed to be. In Shmuel Aleph, he had a time when the Plishtim took it, but in Shmuel Beis, he had a time when they were finally bringing it up to, David HaMelech was bringing it up to the Beis HaMikdash, bring it up to Yerushalayim. David didn't have the Beis HaMikdash. And on the way, there was a man named Uzzah that didn't act properly in front of the Aron. And Uzzah was killed on the spot because he wasn't acting properly in front of the Aron. So once that happened, then they left the Aron in Oved Adomis. That's the name. That's his name, Oved Edom. They left it in his field for a couple of months. David HaMelech didn't want to take it. He said, you know, let's wait and see till things calm down. And while it was at Oved Edom's house, Oved Edom had all these tremendous brachas that happened. His field grew and he had tremendous parnasa. So after a couple of months of that, they realized, oh, it must be the propitious time. It must be time to take the Aron back. But here it says, Hashem blessed Oved Edom b'avur Aron Elokim, because of the Aron that he was housing. The Aron was in his backyard. So therefore, Hashem blessed Oved Edom. So v'alot v'ar kal v'chomer. So again, Rabbi Elazar darshes the kal v'chomer. Uma Aron shlo achal v'shasa. So this Aron, what did Oved Edom do to this guy, to the Aron? He didn't give it to eat. He didn't give it to drink. All he did was keep it very mislified. If he swept it, he kept it nice and clean. That doesn't take too much effort. Kach. So if because of that cleaning and sweeping, he got so much from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Amareach Talmud Chacham, somebody owns a Talmud Chacham b'toch Beiso. Umachilu mashkim hanim el chasav, and gives him to eat and drink and gives him from his lechasim. Alachas kama v'kama. So surely he will be zochet to brachas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara just asks, Derech Agav, Mahi Abracha Sheberecho, what is the bracha that Oved Edom was zocha to before housing the Aron? So Amar Yehuda Bar Zvita, Zu Chamos V'ches Kaloseha. The bracha was Chamos. Chamos, Rashi says, is his wife, the wife of Oved Edom. Though his wife and his eight daughters-in-law, so that's nine women, Sheyaldu Shisha Shisha Bekeres Echad, that each had six babies at one time, just like in Mitzrayim, they used to have six in one time. So that was the bracha that he had. He had 54 Yosef Chalasav. He had his eight daughters-in-law and his wife all had six at a time. Shenemar, what's the pasuk that teaches me that was his bracha? Shenemar, next Amud, Pu'ulsai Hashmini. Pu'ulsai, this is from the Divrei Hayamim. If you ever look at Divrei Hayamim, some of us have never opened it up in our life. It's the last sefer in Tanakh. If you ever opened it up, most of it is lists. Divrei Hayamim starts off, Adom, Sheis. It's a whole list. So there, where it lists off the family of Oved Edom, it lists his eight sons with his eight daughters-in-law and his wife, Pu'ulsai Hashmini. V'ksiv ki bircho Elokim, kol eila bibnei Oved Edom, heim Ovedem v'acheim, Ish chayil b'koach la'avoda shishim ushnayim la'oved edo. 62. Where do you get 62 from? So you have the six per woman, right? The eight daughters-in-law and the wives. That's 9 times 6 is 54. Plus the original eight sons, right? So altogether that equals 62. So that's how you get the 62 yotzei chalatzav of Oved Edom. That was the bracha that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him for housing the Aron. So says Rabbi Eliezer, if he got a bracha for just housing the Aron, surely somebody who houses more than the Aron is somebody who houses the Talmud Chacham. Okay, so that ends the discussion of a patzach v'rachsanya. Amar Rabbi Avin Halevi. So now we have a few statements from Rabbi Avin Halevi. Kol adochek es hashah, hashah adoch kaso. Whoever pushes the hour pushes him. What exactly, where the border for this is unclear. But the way that Rashi seems to say it means is that somebody who like tries to accomplish something in a faster time than it's supposed to be accomplished. He's pushing the hour. He's trying to get it done quicker than HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to get done. Then Hashad Dachasa, then the hour is going to push him. Meaning it's not going to get done. And anybody who is literally pushed because of the hour, meaning he takes time, he realizes that things take time, and he waits for the proper time for things to take place. So then, Shah Nidchas Mipanav, that is going to happen quickly. The hour is going to be pushed before him, and it's going to happen in the time that he wants. Where do we know this? From the Rabbi and Rav Yosef, from the story of Rabbi and Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef, Sinai, Rabbi Oker Harim. A couple of places we have this. Sinai v'Oker Harim. What does that mean? Rav Yosef was Sinai. Sinai is the word Rashi here explains because he was a baki bebrisas harbe. Basically, what we call bakias. What we call bakias in Kol Chadrei HaTorah, that's what Sinai symbolizes. Like a desert is vast, like the Sinai desert. So Sinai is vast. Like Rav Yosef had tremendous encyclopedic knowledge. V'Rabba Oker Harim. Rabba could uproot mountains. What does that mean? It means that he had such charifus and such iyun, he could uproot a mountain with his svaris, with his pilpul. That's Oker Harim. That's Sinai and Oker Harim. So the Rav Yosef, Sidney Rabbi Oker Harim, Yitzchak Lehu Shaita. So these two great rabbis each had, you know, their own midah that they excelled in, and they needed a Rosh Yeshiva. Yitzchak Lehu Shaita, they needed a Rosh Yeshiva. So who was going to be Rosh Yeshiva? The Sinai or the Oker Harim? Sholchu Lahasam. So they sent to there. There always means Eretz Yisrael. Sinai v'Oker Harim, Ezem Hem Kodem. So who should come first, the Sinai or the Oker Harim? So Sholchu Lahu Sinai Kodem. So from Eretz Yisrael they sent Sinai should come first. Sinai the Baal HaBakiyus. Why? Shehakol Tzrichin L'Mari Chetia. Everybody needs the master or the owner of the grain, the one who has gathered grain. What does that mean? So the one who has gathered all bikiyas from Kalatar Kula, he's the one, he has to be the posek, and therefore, that's who you need. So that was the advice that they got from Eretz Yisrael, to hire the Sinai, to hire Rav Yosef. But still, Rav Yosef did not accept the job when he was offered it. To Amrilei Kaldoi, because there was a certain Kaldoi who had said to him, Kaldoi seems to be some type of a fortune teller, who had said to him, Malchis Tartin Shnein, you're going to rule, you're going to be Rosh Yeshiva for 2 years. So Rav Yosef realized that if he rules for 2 years, then it's all over. So he says, maybe I can push off my 2 years. So he says, Malach Rabba Esrin Vitartin Shnin. So what happens? So he let Rabba, who was the Oker Harim, rule first, and Rabba ruled for 22 years, and then Malach Rav Yosef Tartin Shnin Upalga. And then Rav Yosef ruled even for 2.5 years. So you see that because he waited, this is an illustration of somebody who is Nidcha Mipnei Hashah. Somebody who waited, he didn't jump at the opportunity, he waited, he knew that it wasn't the best time for him now. So he waited, so not only did he get another 22 years, but he got an extra half a year when he was Rosh Yeshiva himself. And all those years that Rabba was Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Yosef didn't even do anything that showed he was somewhat in a high position. He didn't even have a blood letter come to his house. He didn't have any house calls. Bloodletting was like a refuah in those days. So he didn't have any doctors do any house calls to him, even though he was like a quasi Rosh Yeshiva. Still, he didn't have anything done because he didn't want to assume any position of Rosh Yeshiva. So that's why he waited. So he was Nidcha Mipnei Hashah. Again, there's a lot. Yeah. I think that's what it sounds like from the Gemara. There's a lot to discuss here. We don't have so much time in terms of Sinai and Oker Harim. I mean, there's a beautiful sefer, Shari Talmud Torah, been by a Rav Levi in Eretz Yisrael. So he speaks all about, he has a chapter on Bekiyas, he has a chapter on Be'i, and it's all about, you know, different aspects of learning. So he has one chapter here about the different yeshitas on both sides, obviously, which, and we have, Lamaisa, we say we have to have both, you have to have Tafyomi, we also have to have, you know, time to be Ma'ayin in different things. There is, though, a Prima Gadim that discusses, you know, let's say there's two Tamil Chachamim, who should get Shlishi? Who should get Shlishi? Let's say you have a Sinai and an Oker Harim in your shul. So says the Prima Gadim, quoting from the earlier Achronim, so it sounds like from Ragamar that the Sinai should get Shlishi. Right? Because the only reason that the Sinai, Rav Yosef, didn't get it here was because he had this Nevuah that he saw in the future that he was only going to rule for 2 years. But really, it sounds like the Baal Bakiyas is the one that should get it. But the Shlomo Kluger says maybe that's not true, Bizman Hazeh. Because Bizman Hazeh, we have Svarim. So when we have Svarim, everybody can look everything up. He asks the rabbi a question, he'll say, I'll get back to you, and he'll look it up. He doesn't have to be a Sinai to answer the Shilas. He doesn't have to be a Mari Chetia. Or as long as he has a big library in his house, he's considered a Sinai, a Mari Chetia. So Sedra to the Kluger, maybe Bizman Hazeh, the Oker Harim should go first. Because, one doesn't have to have the encyclopedic knowledge to be a Baal Hora. Either way, that's a major discussion, but Sinai versus Oker Harim, and we should try to excel in both as much as we can. Okay, Yomir Rabbi Abed Halevi. Another statement for Rabbi Avin Alevi. My dechsev ya'ancha Hashem b'yom tzarai segefcha Hashem elokei Yaakov. Hashem should answer me on the day of tzaris, and the God of Yaakov should protect me. Elokei Yaakov, elo elokei Avraham b'li Yitzchak. Only, why do we specify the God of Yaakov and not the God of Avram and Yitzchak? Mikan lebala koresh yikanis ba'av yishal korah. From here, the Gemara gives the metaphor. Let's say there are 10 people carrying a big board, and parts of the board are heavier than the other parts, so the one who owns the board should carry at the heaviest point. Because it's his responsibility, so therefore he should be the biggest schlepper out of all the people carrying. So too, the way Rashi explains the mashal, Yaakov Avinu has the most of Am Yisrael. He bore, you know, the most, he had all the shvatim, so therefore he's the Baal HaKorah. So therefore, when they're at Tzaris, so then he's the one that has to come and daven, he's the one that he has to ask Rachmanis from HaKadosh Baruch. Next statement. If somebody gets Hana, is Nana from a Suda where a Talmud Chacham is, so it's as if he gets Hana from the Shechina. Aaron and all the Zakenim came to eat a bread with Yisro, in front of God. What do you mean in front of Hashem? Right, Moshe was sitting at the head of the table. No, what is this teaching me? Now this is teaching me that if you sit at a Suda with the Talmud Chacham there, so as if you're sitting at the Suda with the Shechina is there. Right, the Gemara contrasts many places where you know we're not supposed to sit at Sudas with Ame Haaretz, right? But sitting on the opposite, the Suda with the Talmud Chachamim, so that's something that the Gemara praises and says is as if you're being Nana Mizav Hashechina. The Yom Rabbi Avin Alevi, next statement that he says, Hanifta Mechavir al Yom Alolech Mishalom Alolech Lishalom. Right, we say this at when we say goodbye to somebody and at a levaya. We'll see. When you say goodbye to your friend, you should not say lech bishalom, ela lech lishalom. Use a lamed. Go to peace, emphasizing the goal. Shehare Yisro omer lechol Moshe lech lishalom alav hitzliach. Because Yisro told Moshe lishalom, and look what happened to Moshe Rabbeinu. He became Moshe Rabbeinu. David omer lo avshalom lech bishalom halach v'nitzleh. But David, who said to avshalom bishalom, he was eventually hanged. So therefore we say, you should say Lishalom and not Bishalom. Again, there's some svaris behind that Lishalom is focusing on the goal. So if you say Lishalom, so you're saying that the goal should be in peace, and that's a good thing. But Bishalom, that's just your path should be Bishalom, but it doesn't say anything about where you're going. So that's why, maybe that's why you should always say to somebody, Lech Lishalom and not Bishalom. But, says Rabbi Avin Alevi, Haniftam in a mace, but at a Levaya, when we're being potering ourselves from a Niftar, and in the olden days, Rashi explains here that sometimes they used to take an Aron from city to city, so certain people used to take it, and other people used to take over. The original people used to say, take their leave of the mace. Al Yomar Lech Lishalom and Lech Bishalom. But for a mace, you do say the opposite. You say Lech Bishalom, because we know where he's going. So we know where he's going. We want him to have a safe journey, a journey Bishalom on the way to the Kisi HaKavod. So therefore, we say there Bishalom. Shneimar v'atol tavol beisecha Bishalom, as it says in Bereishis that you will go to your father Bishalom. Fun. Amar Belevi Berachiyah Yosmi Beis Haknesses V'Nechaz Beis Hamedrash V'Osik BaTorah Zocha Bechal Panei Hashchin. If somebody goes out from the shul into the Beis Hamedrash and he's Osik BaTorah Zocha U'Mekabel Panei Hashchina. Shneimar Yelchu Michael Alchol Yeroeh El Elohim B'Tzion. You go Michael Alchayu, you should go from a Beis HaKnesses to a Beis HaMedrash. Again, there's a lot of symbolism here, going from a shul to a Beis HaMedrash, a shul symbolizing maybe the part of Torah that has to do with life. A Beis HaMedrash is the part of Torah that has to do just with Talmud Torah Lashma. We have to have a connection between all the different parts of the Talmud Torah, going from a Beis HaKnesses to a Beis HaMedrash. This is also the makor for learning a little bit after davening. Right, if it's possible, so then we shouldn't rush out of davening, we should sit a little bit and make the shul a Beis HaMedrash. That Talmid Chachamim don't have menucha in Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. They're always going Michael Achayel. They're always going from learning to learning. Rashi says Miyeshiva Liyeshiva, Mimedrash Lamedrash. They're always going from place to place to learn. That's also darshan from Michael Achayel. Okay, just say one thing, and then we're going to leave the last four lines for the Siyum. The Tzlach on this Gemara just discusses why the Talmud Bavli started with brachas. Why out of all the Masechtos? First of all, I think it's definitely Hashgacha that we'll see starting tomorrow, every Masechta has its own personality. Every Masechta has its own unique way of thinking. Brachas is different than every other Masechta in Shas. It's the appetizer. It's the meat, but it's also the appetizer. Every daf is tasty. Every daf is sweet. If you don't like something, just wait five lines. You'll get to something different. It's something that it's great, and it gets everybody into it, and it gets everybody to realize that they can learn a whole mesechta. It's not a short mesechta. It's 63 blot. So it's 63, 64 blot. But it's a mesechta that Baruch Hashem, everybody here, we roll zoche to learn mesechta's brachas, and that's all the Talmud Bavli and Seder's rhymes. You did 1/6 already. It's only it's an amazing concept. But it's something that it should give us chizuk that we did it, but we should know that it's only number one. And it's something that starting tomorrow, Masechta Shabbos is major, it's very important, it's going to take us through Sukkos. October 20th is the next Siyum, Bez Hashem. But it's something that it's going to be somewhat harder. If you miss a daf, it's going to be harder to do it on your own. But it's meat. This is Masechta Shabbos. This is what Shas is about. Also, you know, we don't have Erechin yet. You know, we have Shabbos also, so it's different. We're going to get back to little Gemaras and big Rashi and Tosafim, but it's something that that we should all look at in an exciting way. Another Masechta to try to accomplish, to try to get under our belt for the first time in our lives, Be'ez Hashem, to be followed by many more. But why brachas? So there's one thing that the Tzlach mentions from the Bahag, one of the Gaonim. He says they quote the Gemara in Nedarim. The Gemara in Nedarim says Shlo Berchu Batorah Tchila. Why the Churban Abayis happen? Because they didn't make brachas properly before they learned. The question is, but before they don't make Berchas HaTorah, that's why the Churban Abayis is destroyed. The many Mefarshim given, Rabbeinu Yonah there says that it was because they didn't have the appreciation of the Torah. They didn't have the appreciation of what Torah is about. So that's why the Berchu Batorah Tchila, they didn't make the bracha, Asher Bachar Banu, Lasuk Ben Victoria. That reflects an appreciation of the Torah before they learned. They thought it was just an intellectual pursuit. So that's what Shlo Berchu Batorah Tchila, that's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. So the Tzlach says that maybe that's partially why the whole Shas starts with brachas. As a symbolizing that brachos before the rest of Torah, it symbolizes the Shevach and the bracha that we have before Talmud Torah. And again, I think it's especially for us that we got the brachas. You don't have to search so much to have the sweetness of Torah and to have how delicious it is. And it's just that this is how we should approach every day. Every day, even though sometimes it's going to be somewhat more difficult, but every day it's great. Every day Shabbos is a lot of halacha lemaisa also, and it's something that we should remember today. We should remember that we could do it. We should remember that we shouldn't. Oh, but right, people say brachas, everybody's there. Shabbos is a little more an erevin. No, we should take it day by day. We're all machazik each other. You know, sometimes somebody said to me yesterday, oh, I know it's the day after Yantif and I don't want the Rav to only have four people there. And, you know, I feel an achrayas. We should always feel an achrayas. We should try to better ourselves day by day. We should try to come a little more on time. We should try to come a little more, you know, okay, I'll come 10 minutes late. Okay, I'll make up those lines. No! We should try to get the whole shiur. Try to come on time. Try to do as many times as much as we can involved in the shiur. If we could chazer there later in the day, that's also good. We should try to be machazik ourselves to realize that Baruch Hashem, we're going to be Messiah. In a few minutes, and we should realize the privilege that we have of learning the Dvar Hashem together, b'chabura, as we just said, the best way to learn is together, and we do learn together, and we have the chance to learn every day together, and Hashem, we should be able to make many more siyumim, as we'll make in a few minutes. Okay, let's stop. Thank you.